Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the text. What do you suppose Peter was thinking when Jesus said those words, "Woman, great is your faith"? Jesus was talking to a Gentile woman, a Canaanite no less. Her ancestors were the scourge of the children of Israel. These people were despised by all upstanding Jews. And she comes pleading to Jesus, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Crying out to him with acknowledging him to be the Messiah, the Son of David. Words that were rarely spoken by any of the Israelites about Jesus. And the disciples' reaction is, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." The disciples didn't want to be bothered with the problems of this Canaanite woman. They hadn't really learned the lessons that Jesus had been teaching them along the way. We heard 2 weeks ago, when confronted with the task of feeding the 5,000, the disciples said, "Oh, send the crowds away. Let them go to the villages, buy themselves some food." Jesus says, "No, you give them something to eat." When people brought their little children to have Jesus bless them, the disciples rebuked him and said, "Don't bother the master with these little children." The disciples didn't understand that the good news of salvation, of the forgiveness of sins and life eternal that Jesus brought to the world, that good news was for those who have the faith of a little child. And little children receive that message probably better than anyone. And that message and that reality, it is for those who are in need. It's for those who are outcast by the good people in society. Now, all of the disciples would have at least raised an eyebrow to the fact that Jesus was speaking to this woman, someone who, good people like them would not even dare to make eye contact. But the words Jesus spoke, "Woman, great is your faith," would have been especially disturbing to our beloved Saint Peter. Because when Peter was confronted with tests of his faith, he very often failed. As we saw last week, where he doubted as he was walking on the water and doubted the power of Christ. And so Jesus, after they got back in the boat, said, "What? Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" But to this Canaanite woman who is tested by Christ, he says, "Great is your faith." And in testing this woman, Jesus says some words that you wouldn't expect to hear from him. I mean, the whole, children versus dogs, bread from the table. But he starts it off saying, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And the disciples were probably thinking to themselves, "Amen, that's why we want you to get rid of her. Send her away." But in testing this Gentile woman, Jesus is also teaching his disciples. This statement is in no way meant to suggest that Jesus was establishing a kingdom based on racial lines. And we know, obviously, that is not the case. The statement is spoken really more to the disciples than to this woman, and is a condemnation of the Jewish people. The one Almighty God, our Father in heaven, had repeatedly promised to send his Son to his chosen people, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And as Scripture says, it is to the Israelites that God had given the covenants, the law, the promises. They had everything, but they chose to reject it. And they rejected the Son, and in doing so, rejected the Father. St. Paul says in our reading from Romans 11, as regards the gospel, they, that is the Israelites, are enemies of God. And even those children of Israel who followed Jesus often displayed little faith. It is the Canaanite woman who had great faith. It's the Roman centurion to whom Jesus says, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Christ our Lord came to establish a new kingdom. And his kingdom is not based upon any race or culture receiving special privileges when it comes to forgiveness and salvation. Not even German Lutherans. But we're still looking into that one. The new kingdom of Israel, it does not solely consist of Jewish people. The reality is the old kingdom of Israel did not solely consist of Jewish people. Just look at the genealogy of Jesus. We were talking about this in Bible class last Sunday. Or just listen to our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 56, where the Lord speaks of the foreigners and all people. These I will bring to my holy mountain. Those Gentile dogs, like us, are welcome at the Lord's table. If they share the faith of Abraham, even though they don't share the bloodlines. It is with this understanding that Paul wrote in his letter to the Galatians concerning salvation. He says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that I am a child of Abraham. It is through the Holy Spirit, working through word and sacrament, that you are a child of Abraham. And it's through the washing away of our sins through the waters of holy baptism that God has created in you a clean heart and renewed in you a right spirit, as David says in Psalm 51, words that we often sing. The cleansing of your heart and renewal of your spirit in baptism made you as much of a child of Abraham as Isaac was. And also made you, of course, a child of God. Faith is created and faith is strong, not when we boast and rejoice in all the wondrous blessings of this life that God has given to us, and when we marvel at the goodness and complexity of God's green earth and maybe the celestial bodies in the sky, which fascinate us. As I said earlier, I am really excited about the eclipse tomorrow. It is a wonder of God's creation. But pondering the greatness of God or the goodness of what he has given us in the comfortable lives that we live, rather our faith is manifested when we cry out with the words of the Canaanite woman, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. In humble obedience, we say to God, I am a poor, miserable sinner. I am unworthy of God's grace or forgiveness, but I desperately need it. It is in these words of contrition and repentance that we demonstrate our faith in the Son of God who carried the burden of our sin to the cross and to the grave. We began this discussion with the question, what do you suppose Peter was thinking when Jesus said the words, woman, great is your faith? It was just last week we saw Peter display his little faith as he sank into the Sea of Galilee because he doubted and viewed Christ's power as being littler than the wind that confronted him. We witnessed Peter, the apostle, One of the great men of the Christian church ever. Churches named for him all throughout the world demonstrated that he could have little faith, weaknesses in times of testing. And here we see this outcast woman, this Canaanite, being commended by Christ. Woman, great is your faith. Jesus demonstrates to Peter and to us that faith is not measured by what our society deems as being valuable or correct. Great faith is seen in you when you are humbled before God and recognize that without him you are lost. Great faith is found in little children. It's found in you as you recognize that you are in need. As you recognize that there is nothing good in you apart from God. And you trust in him for all things. And Jesus demonstrates again and again, when we come to him in our need, he will not send you away. But he hears your cries for mercy, and he answers your prayer. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.